This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Down. So we've got on the phone with us Robin Gregory, who is an author. She's just written a book called Traffic. Welcome to the show, Robin.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, eventually we got you on.
Before we start talking about the actual book that you just recently, released recently, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Robin? Now, you obviously have written a book. Have you always wanted to write? And is that something you've always been, had a bit of a yearning to do? Or is that something that you've done, a little bit later on in with your career?
Yeah, I've been writing for a long time, since I was a kid, really. In fact, when I was really young, before I could actually write, I used to organise and, if you like, direct the neighbourhood kids in plays. And then when I could write, I began to write stories. And I've always loved, heroes and heroines and the fight against evil.
Where's your Harry Potter? You need to, like that bloody J.K. Rowling beat you to it.
Well, I love that, yes. But in my 20s, I also got really interested in crime fiction. And I was working in the area of family violence at the time, and really the injustices for women just infuriated me. So through reading crime fiction, I really felt a sense of justice that in reality is really delivered by courts or police. And I love the gritty reality of it. And it kind of dealt with a whole lot of social and political issues without being really didactic about things. And so my own private investigator, Sandy Kent, started to take form and really insisted I write about the crimes that she needed to solve.
So is this Sandy's first foray into the public life, or have you written about Sandy previously?
Sandy has been with me for quite some time. She's in her late 20s, but I started writing short stories, probably more than two decades ago with Sandy, and surprisingly, she hasn't aged at all.
Oh, no wonder you like her so much. I like her already too. Now, how did she come about? Influenced you with Sandy's character?
Yeah, well, I really wanted somebody who was kind of, outside the law, so that she could take matters into her own hands, really. And, she has such a strong sense of justice, and part of it's influenced by her own background experience as a kid, that she, fights for those who are oppressed. And, just that, I suppose I was about her age when I started her character, and a really strong woman, quite independent, she certainly relies on other people. She's got some problems with her love life and is always on the lookout for them as perfectly good enough. But, she supplements her PI income, which, can be variable with swimming, teaching swimming. And, she's a strong woman.
And other subject question I've got to ask with most authors is, so do you draw on bits of your character to come up with the main character, like Sandy? I mean, or is it characters that you would like to see in yourself, I suppose?
There are some elements that are similar. We both speak Spanish, although she's much better at it than I am. There are probably elements of who kind of I really like to be. I admire her guts and, she's very brave, sometimes recklessly so, and fit and strong. So there are probably elements that I would admire in a person and like to be in some ways. I'm probably not those things, but, I can live those ideas through her.
Yeah. And this novel, it's about sex trafficking. Gosh, you don't get any more rougher than that.
Yeah, it's pretty full on, isn't it? The idea started when I was working actually in a community health centre, and a woman came in who disclosed that she had been bought and brought to Australia by this guy who married her, and in fact he was her sex slave, and the only thing she was allowed to do was get out to church, which was very lucky because she met somebody there who knew about the health centre and they managed to come in. But when she came in, she pointed to a black car that was parked across the road and said that her husband had hired somebody to find her. So it was a very chilling experience. And after that, I started researching about sex trafficking and really discovered how prevalent it is in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are 500 illegal brothels in Melbourne versus about 90 licensed premises. And even those licensed ones still have women who've been trafficked in them. So that was really the impetus for writing this novel.
Right. And it's called Traffic, the novel.
Yeah, it's called Traffic, yeah.
And so what happens? Is it one case or is it multiple cases that your heroine's following here?
Yeah, there are two cases that kind of collide, I suppose, at one point. So first Sandy's hired by her volatile ex-girlfriend to rescue a young South Korean woman who's in an illegal brothel. And then she's also engaged by a lawyer friend seeking defence angles for a Colombian immigrant who's been charged with murdering a sex worker. So those two cases she works on at the same time and, makes some discoveries along the road.
Okay. How hard is it, you know, like developing a story like this that is so complex, that is so hard? You know, like how do you find your research? Because wouldn't it be very hidden, a lot of it?
Yeah, a lot of it is very hidden. There is an organisation in Melbourne, though, called Project Respect, who works with women who have been trafficked and advocates on their behalf and supports them. And I talked to one of their outreach workers, which was great.
Oh, okay.
And found out more about what happened. But also there have been some court cases, and there were transcripts of women's stories in those and a number of documentaries that I watched. So as far as possible, I tried to
be as true as possible, yeah.
Be as true as possible, yeah, and did, you know, quite a lot of research around sex trafficking and what was happening internationally and locally as well.
Yeah. Can you see, Robin, that this will now, you know, like you'll go deeper into this world with your next novel? Maybe you've already started it.
I have started my next novel. It's on quite a different track.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but a different sort of crime, but yes, but still very important issues for Sandy to solve.
And the fact that you worked in roughly in this arena a while back, and you're obviously, you know, like telling these incredible stories that the general public don't know very much about. Do you feel that you've done it justice and you're proud of what you've done here and that you're actually getting that story out that will have, as a reader, a better understanding of this tragic world?
Yeah, because I think, you know, you can kind of hear, you know, the figures or whatever, can't you? But one of the things in the novel is that, you know, it's very real about, well, I've tried to make it as real as possible about young women's experience. And so Sandy, works to rescue a young woman, and there are the voices of young women who have been trafficked and some of what they've experienced. It's not overly graphic, but definitely about the impact on their lives and their fear. And so, yes, I very much hope I've done it justice. And really, I have drawn on experiences when I first became a social worker. My first job was in a women's refuge, so I've really drawn on my experience of working with women and understanding their experience of trauma and dislocation and starting their lives again in this novel, as well as post that I worked as a counsellor with victims of crime and managing a victims of crime program. So, and I'm still actually working in the area of family violence. I'm still keeping up with what's happening in the area. So I've drawn on all that experience to really try and understand what might be going on for someone.
And Robin, is this self-published or do you have a publisher?
Yeah, I've got a publisher, which is
lucky you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, so it's Clandestine Press. who picked up Traffic a few years ago, so I've been working with them to edit it and get it as polished as possible before it launched into the public eye.
Brilliant. Okay, so it's available now in bookshops?
It's available, yes. It's definitely available at Readings and from Angus and Robertson, and also from the Clandestine Press website and Booktopia and Amazon. So quite a few places it's available, and I have heard from other people that they've asked their local bookshop to order it in. So it should be reasonably accessible.
Brilliant. And that's the key to it, isn't it? Going in, asking for the book. And because they can trace it pretty easy, the wonderful world of Googling it all now. So, Robin, congratulations on this book. It's a very important topic that you've covered here, and a very fascinating one as well.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate you taking the time to interview me.
Our pleasure.
We've been talking to Robin Gregory, who is the author of a book called Traffic, about it's applying a blowtorch to the sex traffic industry here. She's written as a crime novel. So here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.